Welcome to the Change Life Destiny podcast series, where we highlight the latest and greatest technologies that help restore health, prevent disease, and promote wellness. I'm your host, Stephanie Hingstenberg, and we're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of transformation and wellness. Our guest host, Natalie Needham, also the host of Biohacking Superhuman Performance, interviewed practitioners and exhibitors on the technologies being used in their practices and the real-life results they are seeing with their patients and clients. In this episode, Natalie speaks to Dr. Taylor Reyes about innovative approaches to treating and managing endometriosis through physical therapy and holistic care.
Welcome to the show, Taylor Reyes. It is such a pleasure to meet you today.
Thank you. Likewise. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So, Taylor, you're a physical therapist and you practice in Dallas?
I do.
You do. Mm-hmm. And so, but you have a specialty. You have a couple of specialties. So maybe share with us what your specialties are and what brings you here.
Yeah. So as a physical therapist, you know, most of us look at things total body. And that allows room for multiple specialties. So I am a pelvic floor specialist. So pelvic floor dysfunction, most people think of it as urinary incontinence or pelvic organ prolapse, or maybe the term leaky lady issues. But what we do know now is that it's not just a female issue. It can affect men or really anybody with a pelvis, right?
Okay.
So, and what people don't realize is that the pelvic floor is one third of your core. So diaphragm function, spinal stabilizers, right? There's research out there that shows that if you're a female, you know, in your 30s, that if you have either a pelvic floor, a low back issue, or a respiratory issue, by the time you're in your 50s, you will have at least two of those three things.
So if you have any one of them, you'll get a second.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, really interesting. So it's important to consider that. That being said, you know, we look at the respiratory system, what's at the top of the respiratory system? The airway, right? Mm-hmm. So, and what's in between? Your guts. So all that to say, I specialize in TMJ airway as well as visceral therapy, cranial therapy. But that being said, one reason I'm here is to really spread awareness for endometriosis. Mm-hmm. Endometriosis and adenomyosis. Just like pelvic floor, people think of it as one thing, but maybe it's much more complex than that. So just to show the complexity of endometriosis, most people think of it as an issue that involves infertility and painful periods. We know now that there have been over 20 reported cases of endometriosis in biological males.
Really?
Yes.
Because I've always thought of endometriosis as a hormonal imbalance driven by estrogen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's actually quite more complex than that. And it has been documented in every single part of the body, including the spleen. As of December 2022, there was finally a laparoscopic finding confirmed endo in the spleen. Before, we thought it was everywhere except the spleen. So it's even been found in the nose, the brain, pericardial tissue. So most people think of it as a gynecological or abdominal pelvic issue. No. Now, those cases are more rare, right? Mm-hmm. For example, if someone has recurrent nosebleeds during their period, it could absolutely be endometriosis. And that has been documented.
Really?
Yeah. It's quite interesting. Again, rare, but I think it's important to illustrate that just to show the complexity of the condition. And we also know that more than 1 in 10 women have it. So it affects more than 10% of the population. And we say more than that because it takes an average of 7 to 12 years to get an accurate diagnosis.
Yes, that I've heard for sure. Yes. I mean, women suffer. I mean, the people affected by endometriosis, and I would imagine a man affected by endometriosis is – I mean, to get a diagnosis would be impossible.
It's coincidence. It's pure luck, pure coincidence.
Yeah. Because for women, it takes, to your point, it takes them years of being told it's in their head. There's nothing wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. And what we know now, too, is that you're most likely born with it. So there was a study done in Italy that showed that there was, you know, a study of fetal autopsies, and about 9% of those fetal autopsies showed endo implants already. So genetic factor, you know, having a genetic factor is a huge risk factor, and also maternal exposure to dioxins.
Dioxins. And so where do dioxins come from?
So like herbicides, pesticides, apparently the cloud over Ohio.
So being in a, living in an agricultural area would be a risk factor.
Yeah. So, and you know, that being said, what do you do about it? Well, you know, womp womp, there is no cure. So, but, you know, it's not technically categorized as an autoimmune disorder. I think that it's really, it can be empowering to look at it that way because then you know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Because you can have, you can manage it through medication, you can manage it naturally, you can manage it with surgery, have great success, but it can always come back. So yeah. Right now, the gold standard treatment for endometriosis is an excision surgery. So not an ablation surgery, which is classically done, but an excision where they actually cut it out through the root. So ablation would be like burning, cauterizing, right? Mm-hmm. Excision, and it's a very skilled, very precise procedure. There's about maybe 50 surgeons in the United States that can actually do this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an issue of, oh, let's go in there and cut it all out. But if there's something that's really precarious, let's ablate that. Well, no, you need to cut it all out because we know that if you ablate it, it can cause more inflammatory material. It can create more scarring, more adhesions. Excision has less recurrence rate than ablation. Ablation has a much higher recurrence rate.
Interesting.
Yep, that's one reason we would consider it the gold standard. So,
sorry, the excision is the gold standard, yes, not the ablation.
Correct. Excision is the gold standard, not ablation. And ablation is what's been classically done.
Really?
Yes.
And why do you think that is?
I think it's just that's what was known at the time.
Right.
Right. Okay. I think it's just evolution of research and, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Sure.
Right. So, you know, people can also manage it with pharmaceuticals like Lupron and Orlissa, but those are pretty hefty things to take under your belt, especially if you're a teen, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so there is a statistic that if you're a teen with dysmenorrhea or painful periods, that it's a 70% likelihood that you have endometriosis.
Really?
70%.
But I think almost all teens have painful periods. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting thing. Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. So, you know, and then that's when you want to get in front of a specialist and really tease out like other symptoms and what else could be going on. But painful periods are not normal. It doesn't always mean that you have endometriosis. There could be other things going on like fascial adhesions or, you know, just more musculoskeletal issues going on. But painful periods are never normal. You might feel something, but they shouldn't be painful and they shouldn't alter your life.
Right, right. Okay, so in your practice, how do you work with endometriosis? Mm-hmm. And
yeah, so there's three pillars we want to look at when we're managing it, because from a physical therapy perspective, obviously I am not offering the surgical route.
Nope.
I do like to, if they are, because here's the thing. I'm managing a lot of these patients who have endometriosis symptoms, but maybe they haven't been confirmed. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they've had surgery and they're on the rehabilitative side. So the three natural pillars of management would be pelvic floor, physical therapy or occupational therapy, which we'll talk about in a second. And then an anti-inflammatory lifestyle, mm-hmm, including nutrition and environmental toxins. And then downregulating your nervous system.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because we know that, you know, upregulated nervous system can affect the way that you interpret stress.
Absolutely. And pain.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly. And pain. So with physical therapy, honestly, it's what symptom are we addressing? Because another huge symptom of endometriosis is IBS type symptoms, right? Mm. Poor gut motility, constipation, diarrhea, combination, rectal bleeding, rectal spasms. So when you think about the musculoskeletal system and all the muscles that are around the pelvic organs, one, we're working on getting those muscles to relax, mm-hmm, you know, especially if someone comes in and they know they have endometriosis, but they don't have painful periods, but they have pain with intercourse, mm-hmm, you know, we're going to approach it from that perspective. And that might include, after we work on training the muscles, that might include a dilator set. It might include pelvic wand use, which I like to reference pelvic wands as being like a lacrosse ball for your vagina, you know, or for those internal muscles, right? You think trigger point therapy. And then we're also looking, of course, the nutrition aspect, like how much fiber, how much water, are your minerals, like are you actually, do you have enough minerals? Like are you drinking water and still dehydrated? And then we're also looking at breathing because, again, going back to the diaphragmatic function, mm-hmm, a lot of times that the discoordination between your diaphragm and your pelvic floor can feed into that painful syndrome and the low back pain. As far as manual therapy is concerned, we're doing visceral mobilizations. So the same way we'd look at fascial release for more superficial tissues, we're just considering how the organs are moving in the abdominal and pelvic cavity. That is actually really successful with dysmenorrhea or painful periods. also just general GI pain, bloating, gassiness. And a lot of it is education because a lot of these people's families don't quite understand. So mm-hmm. we're not only doing things hands-on in therapy, but we're trying to educate them on how to educate their family and teach them understanding on how to be better support persons.
Yeah, for sure. And then, but with the bloating and the mm-hmm. and the gas and all that, there would be a piece of nutrition or microbiome imbalances Absolutely. In that as well, right?
And so that's why we have the discussion, like, what is your diet like? Because some mm-hmm. of these people, because they've been on a decade-long journey of trying to figure out what they're doing, they've already eliminated gluten. They've mm-hmm. already eliminated dairy. They're either on a colostrum supplement or they've done this, that, and the other. And so as far as, you know, my wheelhouse as a physical therapist, I can say, you know, let's talk about the basics like fiber, water, even just toileting habits, mm-hmm. right? Because sometimes it's just as simple as like how you go and when you go.
Yeah.
And if it's anything beyond that, then I have people in my circle that I refer them to.
Right. For yeah. sure. So as you came to the show today mm-hmm. and you're walking around, I know you said something to me before we started recording here. Wow. There's some great stuff out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking about the themes of what you're addressing in terms of inflammation, nervous system balancing, that kind of stuff. Is there anything that you've seen out there so far that really kind of ignites your curiosity, thinking, oh, this might really be useful in my practice?
You know, oh my gosh. And I'm going to clarify that no one has paid me to say this, right? Like I have not worked out any deals because there are so many. And without throwing anybody under the bus too, I will say that it is important to be working with someone closely because there are products out there that are really great products, but would flare you up if you have yeah, endometriosis.
For sure.
Right, that are just not appropriate for that person. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even talking about like a Herx response or that detox response. So in intelligent threads or IntelliThreads?
Yeah, wow. Really interesting,
whoa,
right?
Mind blown. I was like, oh, okay, this is really interesting. And, you know, maybe, again, there is no cure for endometriosis, but as far as managing symptoms, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. managing the general orthopedic pain and the stress associated with it, whether you're wearing their camisoles so that it's a shirt that I don't really understand how it works. If you understand, please chime in.
I don't. I mean, they keep their cards pretty close to their chest.
They do.
You which know, they talk should. About a proprietary molecule yes. that they've developed that helps to somehow clear mm-hmm. pain out of the body mm-hmm. or re-educate the nervous system so that it yeah. releases tension.
Yeah.
That's as far as I've gotten with
yeah.
them. So
a blanket or a shirt is really accessible, right? Yeah. The Wizard Science iron stuff, like the quality of it and what it's used for. It's also quite like they have some of their products are just quite simple, mm-hmm. right? So as far as just supporting the your system for yeah. systemic inflammation, the one that was supporting capillary support, there is, I'm so sorry, I'm going
not
blank.
The nitric oxide. Is it
not
nitric
the
oxide?
Nitric oxide?
The glycocalyx
yes.
one out here.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know the name of that supplement, yes. but that's a really interesting science, right? The
yeah.
supporting the glycocalyx of
yes.
inside the blood vessels
yeah.
for blood and better blood flow at the end of the day is going to be
exactly. And when I've talked, and you know, this isn't my expertise, but when I've talked to my friends that are in that practice like Chinese medicine, a big thing that they see with their endo patients is that there's stagnation of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like maybe there's no empirical evidence to, you know, really bring that population into what we're looking at, but you have to start somewhere.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So, yeah, those were kind of my top two. And then as far as like managing the stress associated with endometriosis, because again, it is trying to downregulate your nervous system, there's tons of modalities that can do that. But the IASIS, that the microcurrent, like uh-huh. neurofeedback,
yeah.
that can be a really powerful tool in helping you kind of reset your relationship with pain. And the brainwave, it's just very similar, very
yeah.
similar.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Brainwave.
Anyway.
What are your thoughts on the red light and near infrared light?
I think that you could certainly try it. Okay. So what I do tell my patients with endometriosis is a lot of natural management is trial and error.
Mm-hmm. So what works for one,
what works
won't work for
one
the
person
other.
May not work. So it is a little bit frustrating because general treatment for endo can be cost prohibitive, like if we're looking at an excision surgery. And then once you make your way through all these products, you can spend a small fortune.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like, okay, maybe we talk to somebody, you work alongside with someone who can help guide you in what might be best for you when they hear all of the variables mm-hmm. versus like someone who has no idea where to start. They just, if they walked into that conference, it would be very, very overwhelming on like, what do I pick first? Mm-hmm. Is this going to, mm-hmm. you know, actually help me yeah. if I throw down $300, you know?
Well, I think what's interesting in all this is, you know, if you understand at least some of the mechanisms of action at play, right? Yeah. So you understand that inflammation is an issue. You know that getting great blood flow in and out. I think you mentioned minerals earlier. Yeah. So looking for the things in this room that can start to address those things. And, you know, it's interesting, especially when it comes to a lot of the devices like the red light, near infrared mm-hmm. light, that stuff, they often have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Yes.
You know, so for your very sensitive patient population, like your endometrial mm-hmm. patients, mm-hmm. if they try something, and the other thing is, you know, the collection of people in this exhibit hall, I think they're united by a genuine desire yes. to help people.
Yes.
And so every one of them will offer themselves as a resource, whether it's to the practitioner or to the consumer mm-hmm. and help to the best of their ability, guide them and help them to understand, yes, this is something that might be helpful to you or not. And especially when it comes to the more expensive technology, I find that a lot of them are very willing to allow people to try it. And then if it doesn't work for them, to take it back, yes. which I think is, it's a real sign, right? Mm-hmm.
That's very valuable. And I think even as, you know, as a consumer or someone with endo, you know, just talk to the manufacturer and you say, hey, how can this help someone with endo? And just their response alone is going to tell you how much they actually know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people believe that they do know, like, oh, and even skincare, as far if we're trying to reduce our environmental toxin load, Young Goose.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, Young Goose.
That stuff's amazing.
I am a fan.
I am too.
So that's one that you should invest just for actual efficacy of the product, but also reducing your environmental toxic load.
Yeah. And I love that you brought that up, right? Because very often we think of adding. Mm-hmm. And the first question is, what can we remove?
Yes.
What can we stop doing that is not harmful to us? And what are the products we can stop using so that we're not increasing, to your point, the toxic mm-hmm. load in the body? And I'm a massive fan of Young Goose, as you are. I met them, I want to say 2 years ago at a conference, and never looked back.
It's fabulous. And your skin looks wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. Not that anybody can see, but that's okay. Okay. So where do you see your practice going?
Yeah. So again, I treat a little bit of everything. And as it grows, the idea is that it's, I think what general wellness, like a general physician used to be, like a family physician used to be way back when, where they could capture a lot of different things, that's what I would like to grow multiple practitioners to be able to do. Mm-hmm. And so it'd be a place, you know, as a physical therapist, my scope of practice is limited, but it not just be a physical healing place, but where we can come consider the spiritual aspect and the inflammatory aspect through different avenues. And I am in the process of growing what I'm calling now like a little endometriosis institute, mm-hmm. because again, it can be very cost prohibitive to try to find your way in the world. And that way it's more of a one-stop shop to actually get your feet in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm 99% done with an endometriosis ebook, which is just a rapid fire resource. It's really just debunking a lot of myths about endometriosis so people can realize like what they're up against, but that there is hope. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that hope involves being your own advocate.
Love it. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Taylor, this is fantastic. I love this conversation. Thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you?
Yes. So I'm on Instagram. My handle is Dr. Taylor Reyes. Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. And my practice is FIRE, Physical Therapy. FIRE, like the element, F-I-R-E, but it stands for Functional, Intentional, Restorative, Empowered.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Change Life Destiny podcast series. Join us each week to hear more thought-provoking conversations like this and the astounding results that are empowering people to lead healthier, happier lives. Subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date on how we're revolutionizing our healthcare system. Visit us at www.changelifedestiny.com to learn more about the practitioners, technologies, and how you can take control of your health.